D. A Japanese viewpoint.
What's wrong with following the crowd? It seems to me to be a typical trait of an agricultural people. We generally feel more secure when we behave like others. I remember when I was a kid and asked my parents to buy me something expensive, such as a bicycle. They asked me if my friends had one. Whether they bought what I wanted was not based on my needs or desires, but on the behavior of everyone else. It is an unfortunate truth that in Japan, that when a child does not have the item that others all have, or when he or she has something no one else has, they will be the target of bullying, teasing, and/or physical harassment. Actually, I was one of the victims when I was a kid. When I went to high school, black shoes were common. But one day I came to school with new brown artificial leather shoes. My shoes got a lot of attention from mean and delinquent students. I happened to see them picking them up and laughing at my shoes at the school entrance where we all remove our shoes. They threw them on the ground and left. They thought my choice of color was irritating to them. No one could expect those socially immature boys to be sensitive to something different that someone was wearing. You wonder why everyone wants so badly to be the same. I would say it is simply for security reasons. It is not a matter of preference. No one wishes to get unnecessary attention and possibly get treated badly. Perhaps it is because of the highly homogeneous racial and ethnic components of our society. I am not surprised that Americans would never feel this way. The American heterogeneity makes Americans think we Japanese are all just sheep, following along with everyone else and not thinking for ourselves. Uniqueness is not really an appealing characteristic for Japanese people. And I see no reason to seek being unique. What's the value? It is more important for us to show self-restraint and to be careful not to make other people feel uncomfortable by looking strange, irritating, and even disgusting to other people. It is a culture of shame. Attention-getters are always despised in our society, and we see true virtue in the opposite. I don't think we need to change this at all.